Words cannot express the joy felt from listening to some of the old records again. Sipping a glass of good red wine, I was spiritually transported back to cathartic times. High school, university, flatting in inner Sydney, playing rugby league in the eastern suburbs, backpacking around Europe, singing country and western at the Capertee Hotel, performing on stage with the blues band in Bathurst. Ah, the memories. Like just about every other human being on the planet with hearing, there are certain songs indelibly etched into my consciousness that habitually remind me of places, people, and events. These people, of course, include past loves and relationships long lost, unrequited, and or disastrous. The best and truly most exquisite quality of music is its power to emotionally invoke a specific time or person, and the ensuing feelings that in your mind will always be associated with that particular song or record. Just a few bars of the first track on David Bowie's Hunky Dory LP, and I am a university student again, headphones on and back in the upstairs listening room of Fisher Library, University of Sydney. Listening to the album Cold Fact by Rodriguez, it is not long before I am drifting off into fond memories. I am 20 years old again, standing in the rain on the doorstep of the flat in North Sydney, where the gorgeous Joe lived, and feeling the heartache of when we parted. To hear those famous song lyrics about the colored girls going do 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 from Lou Reed's song Walk on the Wild Side, and again, I am watching Reed on stage at the Hordern Pavilion, Sydney, with my friend Laurie, who later became addicted to heroin. When I hear the song When You See a Chance Take It off Steve Winwood's solo album Arc of a Diver, I cannot help but picture myself in a bedroom in Kensington, London, breaking up with my beautiful and gentle girlfriend of that time, and reliving the whole shameful scene once again. Whenever Boz Scaggs' FM radio perennial Lido Shuffle comes onto the airwaves, I am back in the front seat of my team captain's car on the way to another rugby league match in the sunny beach suburbs of Sydney, with warm sunshine on my face and the smell of liniment in my nostrils. Hear any Hank Williams tune, and I see the interior of the Capertee Hotel and the smile of a pretty, young, dark-haired girl. Listen to the brilliant Stevie Ray Vaughan's Cold Shot, and I am on stage with the boys at the Tavern Nightclub in Bathurst on the long weekend in October 1995. What a fabulous night. That night in the old house was an extraordinary night of music and memories. At some stage during the night's journey into past sensibilities, I just had to play the LP record City to City by Jerry Rafferty. Most people recognize the second track on that album, the hit song and FM radio favorite, Baker Street. It has that killer sax intro by Raphael Ravenscroft that is also the lead break after the first and second verses, combined with a screaming guitar solo by Hugh Burns after the middle eight. Brilliant arrangement and mix. I have always felt a strong connection with that song. I was working as a barman at the Café Royal at Piccadilly Circus, London, with an older Spanish guy called Pepe. He told me a story about when he used to work as a waiter in a famous Chinese restaurant on Baker Street. The name of the restaurant escapes me right now. He remembered Jerry Rafferty going in for a meal every now and then. He also told me about the rather large and muscular doorman who was a habitual womanizer and heavy drinker. This doorman liked to tell everyone how he was looking forward to the day when he would stop fooling around with women, make some real money, and move on. He used to tell anyone who would listen how sometime soon he was going to buy some land, give up the booze and the one-night stands, then settle down in a quiet little town and forget about everything. I have always wondered if that doorman ever achieved his dream, and if he knew that the song Baker Street was written about him.